Thank you for calling customer support. This is Deonka. How may I assist you?
Yeah, this is Tina Reynolds, and I got my checking statement. It says on my thing, health, happiness, or something for $59.89. What did I order?
I'll be more than happy to check into that. May I start by getting your zip code?
It's 45638.
Thank you so much. One moment. All right, thank you so much, Ms. Reynolds. And can you verify your shipping address for me?
It's 318 Kemp Avenue, Ironton, Ohio.
All right, thank you. One moment. All right, and I thank you so much for that information. So I do see the charge you're speaking of. It looks like it's our Bites Hub app. Did you do a contest entry to win a Craftsman toolbox?
Yeah, haven't received it.
Okay, because it's an entry. It's a sweepstakes, so you pay the.
No! I ain't doing that.
Okay, so
can
the charge
you
is.
Put that back on my card.
So, ma'am, the charge is actually for the Bites Hub app. So what happens when you order...
I don't want that. No, I thought it was for winning a toolbox.
Correct. So it is the... So you do the entry for the to win the toolbox, but it tells you in the terms and conditions that you would be enrolled in the Bites Hub app. So it's an app that gives you healthy recipes and food journals. So that's... Okay, give me one moment.
I got overdrafted $50.
Okay, give me one moment, okay?
So that can't go back onto my account, the $59, right?
Well, allow me one moment. I'm going to go ahead and get your account canceled, and let me see what we can do about the $59, okay?
Yeah, because I didn't know what, I mean, I thought it was, you know, it's automatic, you know, you enter, you win it, and they... Yeah, it messed me all up because my life insurance comes out today, and now I can't pay my life insurance.
Yes, ma'am. I apologize for the misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. Give me one moment, and let me see what we can do for you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Now, Ms. Reynolds, if price is an issue for you and you do want to try it out, I can get it for you for $20 a month.
No.
Okay. Give me one moment.
I didn't know what this... I got to quit doing shit online. Because I apparently don't read the fine print.
Okay, so I did go ahead and get the account canceled, so that will prevent any future charges because it's a monthly subscription. And it looks like I can refund, do a 75% refund that will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Oh, shit. 3 to 5? It can't go on there today?
Well, it's going to depend on your financial institution. I can submit the refund today, but it's going to be up to them when they put it back. Some of them, they do give it back to you immediately, but we're just required to say 3 to 5 business days.
And how much was it for $59.89?
Yes, and it'll be a 75% refund. Give me one moment, and I'll get that amount for you.
Yeah, I got 2 insufficient funds, 25 apiece.
Okay, what I can do also, it looks like due to the misunderstanding, I can go ahead and refund the full amount minus a $5 setup fee because it's, they do charge for the setup fee. So that would be a refund of $54.89.
Oh, my God. Okay.
All right, now give me one moment.
What about my insufficient funds? You can't pay for those?
No, ma'am. There's nothing we would be able to do on our end. I mean, I know most banks, if you want to reach out to your bank and let them know that we are refunding that charge, some banks will waive that charge.
Yeah, but they won't probably. You know how banks are.
Yeah, and I apologize. But I did get you canceled out, so you won't be billed anything in the future. And you let me know when you're ready, I'll get you your cancellation number.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's C as in Charlie.
920-920-72-92-98-95-25. Okay.
All right, and I do thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day.
Uh-huh, you too. Bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.